Now and then a truck, and I hadn't seen a cop around all day. They brought everything they needed, bags and scales to weigh the stuff. The driver said the border's just over the bluff.
Charlie, this is Under Rock, WFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah, a nice cool autumn Medford day. Yeah, I don't have much more to say. Next up, I'm gonna play. That was. Then came the last days of May, Blue Oyster Cult. Gotta have more cowbell. And next up, I'm gonna play Fire in Cairo by The Cure. And Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith. And we'll go from there. So yeah, enjoy.
Miracle. Mirrors are lonely. God. side of our legs sweats in the dark like a face. The mystery of childbirth, childhood itself, grave visitations. What is it that caused us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're all in a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
Patti Smith, Dancing Barefoot. Next I'm gonna play two longer songs. Probably will go into the half hour. By Nico, then a King Crimson song, which I just listened to in the court for the first time the other day, and it was pretty cool, so I'll play a song. Yeah.
Here's room 546. It's enough to make you sick. Bridget's all wrapped up in foil. You wonder if she can uncoil. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea girls. Here's room 115, filled with S&M queens. Magic Margaro, you wonder just how high they go. Come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea girls. Here's Pope dear on Dean. Ronis treated him so mean. Wants another scene. She wants to be a human being. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea. She's having fun. She thinks she's some man's son. Her perfect loves don't last. Her future died in someone's past. Here they come now. See them run now. Thank you. upon her lick. She's turned another trick. Her treats and times revolve. She's got problems to be solved. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea girls. Poor Mary, she's uptight. She can't turn out her light. She wrote Susan in a ball, and now she can't see her at all. Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea girl. Drop out, she's in a fix. Amphetamine has made her sick. White powder in the air. She's got no bones and can be scared. Here they come now. See them run now. Johnny Ball, he collapsed on the floor. They shut him up with milk, and when he died, sold him for silk. Here they come now. See them run now. They come now, Chelsea girls. Here they come now, see them run now. They come now, Chelsea
straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I told disillusion.
That was King Crimson. Yeah. Hold on. I have something I need to tell you. Oh my god. They need to fix this. Or, I don't know why I say they. We need to fix this book. It's awful. Okay. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list. Who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.dot.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you don't have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. Hold on. Okay. This is such a mess. Anyway. I went to see Claro last night. She's in Boston. I don't go to a lot of concerts, but this is one I wanted to see because it seemed special, and it was special. The set design was awesome. The show was awesome. And I spent some extra money getting some balcony seats, and I had an amazing view, amazing experience. Yeah, and I think she's playing tonight as well. Somewhat related to that tangentially, she released a cover of Margot Duran's song, Love Songs, and I like the cover, so I listened to the actual album from the cover was from, and I'm going to play a song off that called Thoughts, which I thought was pretty cool. And then I'm going to play Abnormal by the Anabolic Steroids, a request from Rob. So hopefully you enjoy. Hold on, I messed up the cue. I always do this. I always mess up the cue. So bear with me. Bear with me a second. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. For real this time.
Running around, had to keep.
Caught me off guard. Okay. Cool. Next up is, is Elvis Presley, which is interesting, because, you know, sometimes most of the time, I feel like I want to be cool and niche and not listen to, the mic just ran away from me, cool and niche and not listen to like, big cultural figures and whatnot, but this is a cover of Blue Moon, which I think I played Billie Holiday doing Blue Moon a few weeks ago, too. But I listened to this, it came up on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, wow, that's actually really beautiful. And maybe I don't respect him, although I know he's done some not great things. But anyway, it's a nice cover, I think. And then after that is a Kraftwerk song, which I also is, it's an album I listened to recently, Computer World, which I didn't think, I thought it would be too weird for me, and I wouldn't like it. And in some ways, that was true, but it has kind of, I've been going back and listening to it a little bit, and it's been growing on me a little. I know in, like, I was on the radio with some other people two nights ago, and I played Pocket Calculator at Kraftwerk, mostly because I found it to be very silly, the English, the German to English translations of the lyrics, but I thought this song was, I'm playing Computer Love after Blue Moon, and I thought it was very, very nice. Anyway, so yeah.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue Moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. Mm-hmm.
That was Computer Love, Kraftwerk. I realized that was the last song on my playlist I prepared for today. So, I'm actually gonna... Recently I've been... This is gonna segue into the next song I chose. But, recently... I mean, I'm always kind of obsessing over Radiohead-related things. But Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead specifically, I've always been a mega fan of all that he does. And especially his movie scores. He's done like a bunch of movie scores for movies in the 2000s and whatnot. Like for There Will Be Blood. And they're so beautiful and so incredible. And I learned recently that he, like, sometime in the late 90s, he came across this instrument called, the Ons Martineau. It's like a piano, but, like, with the ring, and you, like, move your finger. It's kind of weird, and there's, like, one guy who made them, and he, like, died prematurely, and only made, like, not that many of them, and, like, no one knew how to play them, but he found one, and it was, like, such a cool and expressive instrument, which I would love to get my hands on one, but they're, like, thousands of dollars, of course. I think he commissioned, like, a company to make new ones, like, digital versions. But anyway, and he gets this, like, such expressive sound out of it that is, like, incorporated into a lot of the later stuff he did in, like, the 2000s and whatnot. So this song that I'm gonna play next is, off of my favorite score he did of The Phantom Thread. It's called Alma. And maybe... No, I'll just play that one. But, oh my god, the mic keeps running away from me. And yeah, this is like... I listened to the soundtrack, like, I think, like, a few years ago now. And it was, like, one of the most surreal things I've ever heard in my life. But, and I might have played... I've probably played the song on the radio before. But, yeah. So I'm going to dedicate the rest of my time to... Johnny and his music. So yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
pretty cool. Yeah, so I'm running out of time now. This is, if you weren't aware, WFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts, Freeform, educational radio. And yeah, I'm Charlie. This is my show Under a Rock. Tuesday, is it 2? Every Tuesday. Haven't missed a Tuesday yet. It's gonna happen eventually, though. Yeah. Actually, I don't have a song for the last 4 minutes. Hold on, I'm just gonna I don't have a song for the rest of my time. Do you want to take it? Sebastian's here.
What?
Sebastian's show is up next. And yeah. Do you want the? I don't have a song for the rest of my time.
Do I want to play a song?
Yeah. Do you want to just start your show?
Start my
yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Here, pick
why
a.
Just
tell
play
me.
Something?
Yeah. Tell me a song. What should I play?
What
should I play?
Anything.
Okay.
The first song that comes up.
The first one. Oh. Okay. That wasn't very helpful. I'll play this song. It's kind of short, so it might not even last the whole time, but this is The Letter by The Pretty Things.
She wrote me a letter from the Greenfields of Cain. She wrote me a letter trying to explain. Now living came easy in velvet valleys of sun. She wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter. So many questions she asked. She knew I just couldn't answer.
Question why?